It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Tomah Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. Paul, like temperatures, thinking about long-term racing into October, and we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more today. Good time for you to stop off on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG because you have stopped off on the Days In Midwest Race Report with Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and myself, the voice radio man, Dan Diker. I can feel it in the air already. I can feel the fall.
Is this August or September?
It feels like it. Well, with what I have in my hands right
here.
Well,
tomorrow is September, I guess, so.
With what I have in my hands right here.
What do you have in your hands?
It really makes it feel. Now, does it feel, I see some leaves are falling out of the trees into my driveway.
Wait a minute. That's pretty thick. You've got the Oktoberfest schedule, don't you?
I've got the whole
look at
fan
that.
Guide.
Ooh.
Bam, I have everything that you want to know.
Dude, you need a color. You need a color printer.
I know. It's too expensive. Or cutbacks, man,
oh,
cutbacks.
Geez.
I have in my hands one of the first copies of the official Oktoberfest Race Weekend 50th Anniversary Fan Guide, and this includes everything, including a breakdown, which we're going to talk about here later in the program, not only the schedule, but the Kratoberfest Challenge, which is coming up on Sunday of Fest this year.
I like that, Kratoberfest.
I now have the details of how they're going to do this 25-lap feature. And what the two winners, or possibly one winner, I think it is going to have a chance at taking home to try to catapult the 602 crate motor class.
This is a growing class, I haven't looked much into this, but you see it popping up everywhere. They're using existing or old chassis with these 602 crate motors, and it's getting really popular.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited to see this. It kind of surprised me when I heard that they were going to do this on Sunday, so I'm really looking forward to it.
You know what's cool?
What's
cool? If you look at, go to OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com, folks. Left-hand side, click on the fan guide. You're going to have it right in front of your hands exactly what I have here in front of me. No increase in admission.
Nice.
That is outstanding. Thursday is $20, $26 for Friday, $26 for Saturday, $26 for Sunday. Includes the after-race party admission. Avoid the mad rush to save seats. You can call the Speedway right now and order your tickets at 608-786-1525.
Or save money with
multi-day
wristbands.
They will be available at the box office starting at 3:15 p.m. on October 3rd. So the schedule looks pretty good. And now, again, they can move some things around because we've had to do this in the past. Thursday of Fest. Super Late Models, The Futures, Outlaws, Lacrosse Late Models, Lacrosse Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, Street Stocks, and the 00 Race.
You know, that Futures definition is getting a little shady there.
Ty was in it last year, and
yeah,
I don't think he should have been.
There was a lot of guys in it who just who actually qualified, ran a couple laps in the back so they could keep their pit pad all weekend.
Oh, yeah, Harley Jankowski did that, too.
Yep.
Friday will be Area Sportsman, Midwest Trucks, and the GE Pistons, Dick Trickle 99. The after party is with Entourage.
Nice.
Saturday.
Dick Trickle 99. Hey, wouldn't it be great to see Matt Kenseth in that?
I keep hearing rumblings. I'm telling you what. Saturday, October 5th, Super Late Models, ARCA Midwest Tour, Big 8 Late Models Series, Midwest Dash, Mid-American Stock Cars. The after band is one that I've got to see because Steve Scholze, Cole Scholze's dad, is like the promoter for this band. For the first time ever, it's Notify.
Nice. Oh. I've heard some good things about them. I've never got to see them.
They've been actually opening up for the World of Outlaw Late Model Dirt Series.
Yeah, when they were at Cedar Lake, I think.
Twice this year they were.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Sunday, the granddaddy of them all, Super Late Models, the ARCA Midwest Tour Late Models, JMAC 63, Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, and the Kratoberfest 602s.
Kratoberfest, that is just funny.
I like that. And we're going to try to get into exactly what the Craytoberfest is going to be talking about.
Hey, you there, Trivia Hound, have you started putting together your Oktoberfest package yet?
Well, we already know that there will be two winners again.
Okay.
Each winner will get a pair of tickets, 4 days, all days of fest. One of those people is also getting a jacuzzi suite for 4 days at the Days Inn and a $100 gift card to my bar and restaurant, the Onyx Bar and Grill.
Do they have to use it that weekend?
Oh, yeah.
What if they're camping?
Why would you want a jacuzzi suite if you're going to – why would you want a jacuzzi – what are you going to do with a jacuzzi suite?
I'm thinking adult beverage-wise here, sir.
They have adult beverages there at the Hotel Bar and Grill. So, again, Oktoberfest race weekend, hashtag fest is best. The entire fan guide is out, and this thing is chock full. This year, extra awards to all 2019 Oktoberfest feature winners from JE Pistons. Golf cart permit passes. You can find out more about those. Man, there it is right there. It's the Ganrud Chevrolet Craytoberfest Challenge. It's a new division added to Sunday afternoon, October 6th. The first ever Ganrud Chevrolet Craytoberfest Challenge will award two brand new Chevrolet Performance CT350 602 crate engines to competitors in the new division, which will be contested by drivers utilizing the popular 602 engine combination.
I wonder how many tracks in the area are considering possibly going to this.
And each engine is valued at $4,000.
Yep.
The winner will also receive $1,000 and that motor. You can find all the rules for Craytoberfest and the Oktoberfest Race Weekend Competitors Guide, which has been, again, already posted. So, man, oh, man, oh, man, a $4,000 motor and $1,000 cash. How about those beans?
That'll buy a lot of spark plugs.
Yes, it will. Oktoberfest, 50th annual. Chuck Deary told us back at the beginning of the year, he doesn't plan on doing too much to celebrate the 50 years. Of course, Don Thunder Turner's probably going to get something for me on Sunday when we do the on-stage thing. But I don't know. What else could you do, Paul Reichard, for 50th annual? You could bring drivers back.
All the winners of
Rich
the October
Bickle.
Fest.
Rich Bickle will be there, and Reffner will be there. Marv Zofka will be there. A lot of drivers have passed on. Sauters will be there.
But there's always family representation for someone like Trickle or Shear.
Yeah.
You know, then there are probably guys that are tough to find, like Jerry McCara. What is he doing these days?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure
Dave Watson is there. I think Dave Watson was even at Oktoberfest last year.
Somebody just took a picture of him. Faye Hendricks just got a picture with him. I want to say it was at Slinger about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I want to see that. I want to see if he still has the bushy hair.
I want to say that he had shorter hair, kind of like yours, grayish. He's got glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up, but I want to say that was on Faye Hendricks' Facebook page.
It'd be great to see Johnny Ziegler again. Of course, you'd have somebody from the Bach family representing Jim, but it'd be great. I think that would be awesome to bring back all the past winners.
You know, and also, it's going to be a good time to buy a couple of books. Of course, we've had John Close on and Rich Bickle. His book is going to be available at Oktoberfest. A great picture I saw last weekend. I don't know if it was taken down at the Dells. It was our good buddy Marv, our good buddy Tom, and Father Gruba. Father Gruba has that new book.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to line it up where we get Father Gruba on the program next weekend.
That'd be awesome.
And we're going to help him kind of pimp that book. So a couple of big books out there.
Can't say pimp to Father Gruba.
No, he would crack a smile, then probably turn and go, what was that? What was he talking? That wasn't in my book. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get you set way before Paul Reichert's got his result thing coming up. We're going to talk about the Tundra Super Late Models. They're racing on Monday at Golden Sands. Hopefully I get to make it up there. We're going to talk about all the point standings going on at Dells, the point standings going on in the Midwest Truck Series, the point standings at Slinger, and the point standings with the ARCA Midwest Tour. Damn. The neatest thing about some of these point standings, you have two or three drivers that are in three or four of them.
Yes.
And you've got some drivers that could win three of them.
Oh, definitely, especially our buddy, ultra-fast Casey Johnson, trademark Bill Niles.
Going to be talking about him?
After he won a round four of a live for five last week. Plus, we'll get you set up for tonight. Three big things actually going on. Of course, you know, we're keeping an eye on our friends in the national title hunt.
Madison tonight.
Madison last night.
Yeah.
And
Elko tonight.
Elko
Pininsky
tonight.
Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. See, we always have to mention them first and foremost.
Quarter Mile Mania going on tonight. And, of course, the ARCA Midwest Tour going on at the Dells. We'll get you all set up for that here later in the show.
All right, so the sponsors of the program are?
Of course, Days In is our title sponsor. You are running out of time. Our man Diker has rooms blocked off for Oktoberfest. Give our man Diker a call. If you don't have any place to go, I mean, it's just a short, 10-minute drive up the interstate?
32 rooms have been booked already.
Space,
and I think I've got the entire Morrissey family staying with us.
Nice. Ooh. Space is running out. Get a hold of our guy Diker during the week. He will get you all set up. Big Boar Barbecue, once again, voted best barbecue in La Crosse County, also best caterer. Dells Raceway Park, big, big show going on tonight. We'll tell you all about that later. TACU Credit Union, sponsor of the TACU Six Shooters.
Mm-hmm. And the Winner's Circle.
At Thomas Sparta Speedway. Speaking of Thomas Sparta Speedway, one of our big sponsors. FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and, of course, our buddies at Midwest Racing Connection, the number one news source for racing in the Midwest. We could not do it without all of these sponsors and all these partners, and we thank you all for being with us in 2019.
When we come back, we're going to break down points all over the state of Wisconsin, even into Minnesota. That's coming up next on the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family, stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and More, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of
chaos.
The Thomas Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content. Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Days in Midwest Race Report rolls along on this gorgeous fall-like Saturday. 101.3 and AM 1460 to be BOG. I'm really upset because my weekend got past me last weekend, and my Fest camper is still on flat tires, and I still haven't touched it since the last year, and we were 33 days away.
Dude, you got to start working on that thing.
Oh, my goodness. Especially since Paul said he's going to shack up with me for 4 days.
No,
I have to put up I have to put up a wall so he has, you know, he has his side, and I like the Bradys did back in the day. Remember when the boys got and the boys and girls, so they put that big piece of tape from the clothing hamper all the way down the hallway, then down the stairs. So Paul said I have to do in the camper. See.
Yeah.
See, we want him to talk and he doesn't.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. Paul's just introducing himself to the Dunn's Corner now.
Tundra Super Late Models. Monday, they're going to get it over with. The final chapter ends on Monday.
Nice.
With the Cleaver 108. Now I'm going to trivia question you here in just a minute.
Okay.
Remember the term, the Cleaver 108.
Cleaver 108. Gotcha.
It's at Golden Sands. The ultra fast Casey Johnson, the driver's seat to claim his second straight and third overall Tundra Championship. With his win at round five at Wausau, he now vaulted himself to a 73-point lead over Gabe Summers. He only needs to start a heat race and finish no worse than 24th in the feature to claim the title. That's not bad. Now, Casey's not going to sit back because he's going to want to win the feature.
He's like any other champion. They're going to want to put an exclamation point on that.
Put that cherry on top of the sundae.
That win at Wausau was huge.
Yes, it was.
That was a big one there. Gabe Summers sitting in a good spot for runner-up last year's Rookie of the Year. Took a major step forward this season.
Gabe got his first win this year.
At the Dells back in July.
Yep. Gabe's doing real well for himself in his second year.
24-point spread back to John Beal, which Beal can actually kind of overtake him for that second spot. Racing from third to sixth is going to get interesting. Beal sits in the final podium spot, but is only 2 points ahead of Justin Mondyke.
Nice.
Are we following along? Jordan Thiel is only 10 back of Thiel.
Yep.
And the team of Dennis Prunty, Neil Knobloch, just 13 back, so any of them could actually take that third position. That's going to be some hard racing.
Do we know which team? I would imagine that Knobloch would be running this one since it's
Knobloch's
right in his backyard. Yeah.
And then if you look at 7th through 11th, top rookie Rich Schumann Jr. sits in the 7 spots. He's 3 ahead of Jordan DeVoy.
Schumann, a rookie?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. DeVoy's clear of Chad Butts by just 3. Mike Litchfield trails Bunch by a 1. The team of Joel Tyson and Andy Money just 4 back of Litchfield. So that group's going to be a wild card coming into Monday's race. That's a whole lot of racing from 3rd place all the way to 11th.
Yep.
Is they're going to, you know, nobody wants to finish the year 11th if they can finish 6th.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be some exciting racing. I mean, it, well, like you said, Casey basically has it wrapped up, but you're going to be watching him to go to the front. But, wow, that logjam from 3rd all the way back, it's going to be impressive to watch.
Okay, so it's Tundra. They're going to be at Golden Sands Monday with the WIR Quarter Mile and 602 late models, Wisconsin Sport Trucks, and the Bandit Shootout. Why are they running 108 laps?
Cleaver 108.
Cleaver.
I would say a 10.8 motor, but that's the first thing that comes
to mind.
Something
that has to do with Todd Cleaver?
Nope. Due to Tundra's tire program and the loss of the Jefferson race, teams will be allowed 4 new tires instead of 3, so they're going to lengthen the race from 75 to 108 trips around the 3rd mile. The drivers that can adjust and endure may be the ones moving at the point standing from the checker flag falls.
This kind of reminds me of last year when Golden Sands got rained out and the Dells actually ended up doing twin features for the finale last year.
They're going to run 108.
Ooh, that's
on 4 new tires. Golden Sands in a super late model on 4 brand new tires.
Oh boy, man. Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to see the tradition that keep going here on Labor Day. It started with the Wisconsin Challenge Series many years ago. So it's awesome to see super late model racing on Labor Day.
All right, talking about some of these drivers' names we were talking about earlier that you're going to hear in a lot of different point standings. Let's look at the ARCA Midwest Tour, where Austin Nason has a very slim 8-point lead over the ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
Trademark Bill Niles.
And Casey Johnson leads the Alive for 5 at Dells Raceway Park, and he's got a 33-point lead. Wouldn't it be something if Johnson wins the Tundra, the ARCA Midwest Tour, and Dells?
That is a career year, and somebody down south better be watching this.
Who could repeat that?
That is unthinkable.
I don't know.
Two traveling series and then a special five race series at a track with some of the best Super Late models in the Midwest. Unheard of.
And John DeAngelis Jr., who's had a really good year this year, is in third. He's 74 markers back, and with only 2 races left with ARCA, one of them's tonight at Dells and Oktoberfest. I think it's going to be a battle between Nason and Johnson. I want to see that come down to Oktoberfest.
You know what I want to see is, you know, every year we see, at least the last 5 years, you see the same guys running up front. I want to see Casey Johnson step up and challenge these guys. I mean, if you're going to take a title, rip it from these guys.
4th and 5th in the ARCA Midwest Tour standings. How about this for a rookie battle? Gabe Summers leads Carson Quapel by 1 point. That will be settled in
Fest. That will be good. That will be really exciting to see.
Two years in a row, rookie in the year, Gabe Summers, he'd be a god.
Yeah, and he's had a fantastic year as well.
A rookie god.
By the way, time with Jeske is 11th. 2 wins in 4 races. Not bad.
Not bad.
The only wins this year. 1 for Nason, 2 for Johnson, 1 for Summers. Ty has the other 2. Who has the final one?
Bubba.
Bingo. Ah, Bubba Pollard.
At Madison.
That's
the
right.
Opener.
That's right.
September 1st, tomorrow, is championship night at Slinger Speedway.
Steve Apel has a very small lead over Brad Mueller and Alex Prunty, Brad Keith, and Grant Griesbach. Of course, you're going to hear all those names at Oktoberfest.
These guys will be busy this weekend.
You got five guys there at Slinger that are all going to be gunning for tomorrow on their championship night. The Midwest Truck Series, and there was a snafu in the point standings where it had Kevin Kenezie leading Levon Vandergeest. They corrected that last week. Levon Vandergeest has a 59-point lead over Kevin Kenezie.
I think he's got
wow.
He just picked up his second win. What was it, last week or 2 weeks
and
ago?
And that was up at what, Wausau, Paul?
Yep.
Yes.
James Swan is third. Joe Valenta was fourth. Jerry Brickner is fifth. And, of course, they're going to crown their champion at Oktoberfest. I tell you what.
They're running tonight at Dell's, too.
Yes.
I want to be, and I will be, around the Weinkauf Vandergeest Racing Stables in the campgrounds if Levon is crowned the champion, because the alcohol will be flowing no tomorrow.
So when do the trucks run? What day do the trucks run?
Friday night.
They run Friday night.
So yeah, I'll be announcing for you on Saturday because you won't be able to come out of the camper.
That is if you can find any.
Woo!
Like, Carton's that mad at the Milwaukee.
Oh, I walked right over to it. I know because he was standing on top of it. He's got one of the biggest rigs out
yes,
there.
Yes, he does.
All right, let's dive into Dell's Raceway Park. Heading into tonight's race, Casey Johnson leads Skylar Holzhausen. Well, that says the Alive for Five.
Alive for Five, yeah.
Casey Johnson leads Skylar Holzhausen by 33. Dalton Zier is back by 37. I should have written this one down. Oh, these are the modifieds. Bill Prietzel, the Franklin Flyer, leads Denny Schott, Cole Howard, Bill Kandetsky, and Jerry Blystone. That's going to be a good race at Fest this year.
Oh, yeah.
And they decide their championship this Saturday night.
Oh, really?
As part of the ARCA show, yeah.
Nice.
That's going to be something.
Franklin Flyer, man, he loves Oktoberfest.
Especially, well, you remember, Paul, he has not had his Mid-American Stock Car Series car out since Milwaukee Mile. They got wrecked so bad.
And he won the Oktoberfest modified race last year.
Late models, Nick Nolden leads Malin Borntraeger, who's also been at Toma many times this year.
Yep.
Nick Beaver, Larry Schotten, and Mickey Briner. Nolden a 50-point lead there. 602 late models.
Who's
four
on
races,
top? Who's on top?
Four races. Two wins.
Guess.
Dave Trout.
But he only has a 30-point lead over James Story, so that's going to be kind of interesting. 10 602 late models ran at Dell's Raceway Park this year. Bobby Wilberg, Tommy Picaro. So there's a couple of different
series drivers.
Oh, there's
a couple of names, yeah.
Jeff Steenbergen, Matt Berlin, Rep Coppernall, Ted Otis, Bobby Frisch, Seth Lutens, James Story, and Dave
Bobby Group. Frisch is still racing?
Yes, he is.
He's fourth in points, too.
Yeah.
Sportsman, David Borntraeger, again, leads Brandon Birdsell by 25. He's going to try to wrap up the championship at both Toma and Dell's Raceway Park in the same division in the same year.
How about our guy Luck finally getting a feature win?
Yes, yeah, so that put Scotty into a sixth place in points. The Bandits are being led by Jerry Bredesen, Jim Lapp, Ronald Osborne, Josh Mazur, and Dave Lemke. Josh Mazur, of course, has been running with the Midwest Dash Series, so he's going to have his work cut out for him. A lot of these drivers, folks, are going to be running two or three, maybe even four different series at Fest.
Yeah, a lot of guys are going to be busy this weekend running two and three tracks, so it's going to be a great weekend for racing.
The Riker Race Rewind next weekend is going to – we're going to have to sit back for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had to say ultra-fast Casey Johnson three times next weekend?
Ultra-fast Casey Johnson, ultra-fast Casey Johnson, ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
Trademark Bill Niles times three.
My goodness gracious, Jesse got it right. When we come back, we're going to talk six-shooter racing next. 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
It's the Labor Day of Doom.
Drifters will fire up the night. Then it's the spectator races, chain races, backup races, the skid plate races, the always exciting bus races, and we can't forget the Great American Trailer Race. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, Wreckfest starts at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info.
The Labor Day of Doom.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
Back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dinker, the Penguin, Paul Reichert, and Billy Doc Niles along with you. The Days in Midwest Race Report getting ready for some 4- and 6-cylinder racing at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. Billy Doc Niles, there's some other quarter-mile action going on.
Yeah, the big 200-lap Enduro for the 4- and 6-cylinders are the main event tonight, but you also got a full program for the street stocks and the minivans tonight. First, green flag drops at 7:30. Get there early to get a good seat and for quarter-mile mania.
Don't forget, the minivans crown their champion Saturday night.
The minivans crown? Yeah. Well, I thought their champion was pretty much determined.
Well, I think Rob Stanfield's going to get the crown.
The excitement is going to be second through fourth to see where they finish. Yeah. That's where the real race is.
You know, some excitement in the TACU six-shooters over the Tomo Sports Speedway this year as that class has grown and grown. We've had a total of 32 different six-cylinder entries over there, and one of those drivers has won. He's been very productive there over the past 2 years. He is our next guest in the program. He comes out of New Lisbon, Wisconsin. That would be fourth place, Justin DeLapp Sr. Justin, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Hey, good to finally have you on the program. I know you've been behind the wheel of a six-cylinder. Has it been 2 years or three now?
This is 4 years now.
Four? Holy cow, man. That's like, so who was it? Burbach told me the other day that six cylinders have been at La Crosse now for 5 years.
Yeah.
Man, so that would be them and minivans. I can't believe that.
I thought it's been longer than five. Wow.
Justin, what do you think of racing a six-shooter? When you were a kid and you were growing up as a young race fan and you're watching NASCAR and the trucks and Xfinity and dirt racing and all this other good stuff, did you ever tell yourself, I'm going to race me a six-cylinder car?
Oh, no, never.
talk about what came to your mind the first year that La Crosse ran six cylinders and Toma followed suit. What's going through your head?
Well, I always wanted to race since I've been little. And when I seen an entry-level class that didn't require all the racing necessities as far as the racing seats or roll cages, I seen my opportunity to get into racing.
And the affordability for almost every six-shooter driver in the Midwest has been relatively cheap.
Yep.
Now, you've had the same car for the past couple of years, right?
No, this is a new car this year.
Okay.
I'd say one of the things that would also have to attract you, like, especially La Crosse, and I think Toma, it's just about every 2 or 3 weeks, you get some time off. You're not doing this every single week.
Oh, yeah. The Toma's every week, but La Crosse is nice to have a week off every in between races and be able to work on your car, and I have to do it all in 1 week.
Tell you, Justin DeLapp Sr., one of the six shooters at Toma, joining us in the program. You have found yourself in, to me, and I'm gonna get scolded for saying this, Paul, so you're gonna have to watch. The six shooters at Toma has to be the toughest division at the Toma Sports Speedway to win a race. Do you agree?
I would have to agree with that. Between Moore and Fry, if they get around you, it's pretty much over.
Yeah. And he's right. And these guys have done it from the back row numerous amounts of times. Yeah. And then you throw in Cheeto Hessig, who's run La Crosse and Toma. You throw in a Jonathan Burbach. You throw in an Al Bartles, who finally got a win.
Yep.
I think it was last weekend.
Steady Al Bartles. I think the only thing he's never raced in this Midwest area is a late model.
I tell you, Justin, man, I mean, how does it feel to be in one of the toughest classes at Toma?
Pretty good. Feels great to win the fast heat, keep Moore and Fry behind me. I did that 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think 3 weeks ago you had one of the coolest races of your – I mean, you've won a couple of features there. But that heat race, you had to hold them off for darn near all 8 laps.
Yep, I did that 2 weeks in a row. It was very hard to do.
And, Bill, you've seen Matt Moore drive his six-cylinder. what Justin did was Justin stuck him driving the outside groove all eight laps of that heat race. Moore is just going to catch that quarter panel, and the roll off of four belonged to DeLap.
Well, like,
I tell you, that running against those guys makes you a racer.
Like most people have told you with the reconfiguration of Toma, you can probably drift a little bit and keep your, you know, stay with them in one and two, but man, three and four is a tight turn on that outside, and you get somebody stuck on that, you're definitely going to win a drag race down to the checkered flag.
Oh yeah, well, my car's got the straightaway speed over theirs. It's just they corner a whole lot better.
What would you say? What are some of the keys? For people if you look at, what is it, Madison runs six shooters, mm-hmm. Toma runs them, LaCrosse runs them now, they're all
Rockford
over the East Coast,
them
Rockford
sometimes.
Raced
yep.
them. If you, Justin, you had a young kid come up to you and said, hey man, I really like to run a six shooter, what do I need to know? How much really do they need to know before they would be able to race that thing?
Not too much. All it is a stock car, knock the glass out, take the interior out, and you can run them, chain the doors.
How much do you concentrate on, like, spring setups and shock setups and tire pressures?
Tire pressures is, you got to figure that out to get at the corner. But other than that, shocks are all factory. I don't really mess with any of that. I put camber in the front end.
How much?
That's
how
all
much,
I do to them.
How much camber are you allowed for a 600? Because, you know, I think it's like 1-inch camber for the yeah. hobby stocks. I think it's like a 0.5 inch for the Hornets. What is it for you guys?
1 inch.
1 inch? Okay.
And it works, too. I mean, you need to have that, especially in one and two, you got to have that camber set right.
Oh, definitely, especially yeah. a short, flat track like Toma.
And let's bring up something here with Toma here, Justin. You actually have raced against your Uncle Ken a couple of times. How did you get him involved in running the six shooters out of Toma?
It's actually my dad.
Oh, your dad?
Your
oh,
dad.
My
dad. Oh, yeah, your dad. That's my bad. Yep, yep. Your dad.
Yeah, my dad, and I put him in my Grand Am I raced at LaCrosse in Toma last year.
Oh, okay.
Now he really comes up from Texas?
His main address is Texas. He also owns a house in Athens, and he comes up here for the summertime most of the time.
See, that sounds like, who was Sean Path's car owner that came out of Texas?
Scott Rand
used to fly up here out of Texas, and he used to run late models at LaCrosse. How was it running against your dad? I mean, that's got to be cool.
Oh, it's a blast. I remember helping him set up a car for Toma and LaCrosse when I was little. He never raced it, and he's always wanted to, so when I seen the opportunity, I put him in that car.
What's it been, Paul? What's it been, twice now you've raced your dad, or three
yeah,
times?
Yeah, two times.
Twice.
Yep.
You got to get him. You got to get him up here more often.
So did you beat him, or did he take you to school?
Oh, I beat him.
Oh, he beat him bad too, because he was just up here. What was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, last time.
And you put him in a better car, and things may be different. But you know, that's always good fodder to have around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Justin Lopp Senior, fourth in points with the six shooters. What do you want to do different next year at Toma?
Try and get a top three. I could have done it this year, but I missed a week.
Yeah, he's currently fourth in points. Now, you've got, is it two feature wins at Toma now?
One feature win and three heat wins.
Okay, that's right. Right. Well, how did it feel to get that first feature win that night? Because I remember that night.
Oh, I was still ecstatic come Saturday. It was just a blast.
All right, Justin, we got a little more than a minute here. Why don't you tell us the sponsors that are helping you out here for 2019?
Prime Modern Therapeutic Massage, Kingsway Fellowship Church, Poor Folk Primitive, Oops Saloon Bar and Grill, and Games for Us.
And then there's one more because I've got your sheet memorized, DeLap Motorsports.
Yep. Yep, do a lot of motorsports.
After I've been reading these things 100 times a year, man, I just kind of get used to
Dan,
memorizing.
Justin's leading rookie at the Six Shooters at Toma, too.
Oh, that's right. You're about to get rookie of the year.
Talked to Greg Oliver about that, and with me racing lacrosse, I don't feel that I should be rookie.
Oh, really? Now, is that your choice or his?
My choice.
Man, you know, that takes a man to step mm-hmm. up and
oh,
say
yeah.
that. That really does.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to you, brother.
I can appreciate that.
Kudos to you. Justin DeLap Sr. with the six shooters and the Toma Sports Speedway. Again, you're going to see him back out there next year. And if he says he wants to get a top three, I can guarantee the guy can do it because he does not let up any night that he's out there. Justin, thanks for joining us in the program. We will see you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, the number 83 six shooter from Toma Sports Speedway, Justin DeLap Sr. When we come back, well, we've still got a whole lot of program left. I think Paul Reichert might be coming up around the corner. That's next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small. 10 to 500, we can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of chaos. The Thomas Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Try the lunch or dinner buffet. All-you-can-eat pizza and salad from 11 to 2. And dinner 5 to 8. $2 off on Thursdays, wings on Friday. Want to bring the team over? Call ahead for special pricing. Pizza Oven delivers, too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Hi, race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Priestfeld.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, Rays fans. 101.3 and AM 1460 to the BOG, getting ready to do some little bit of racing at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. Got a 4 and 6 cylinder enduro, minivans,
street stocks,
and it's going to be a good time. Paul, you're going to be out there tonight. Well, you have to. You have to write the
story.
You have to suffer through 200 grueling laps.
I loved it last year.
Okay. Ronnie Foster, you going to go watch the enduro at La Crosse tonight?
No, I can't because I'm working on my race car.
Yeah, and that thing has needed some help over the past 2 or 3 weeks. Ronnie Foster is going to join us out of the Thomas Sparta Speedway in the For You, For Me entry. It's green. It's a Hornet. And you know where that singing came from at first, Bill.
Well, I know.
What did it sound like? What song did it sound like?
I know.
Hey, Say You, Say Me. Or
There you go.
Now, who sings it, Paul?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie.
Yep. Yeah.
Ronnie Foster's car is the For You. So I started singing the For You, For Me. I don't even know how the hell I tied myself into that this year.
I don't know.
But it stuck. And Ronnie Foster, you're a fan favorite, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
You know,
like you said, it's been a rough couple of weeks for me with this car, but you know, we're getting her back together.
If you win Most Popular Driver, you got to cut that bad boy in half and give half of it to Diker just for singing to you.
I just want a door. I just want the door. That's all I need to have. Ronnie, you've been one of those that's been out there at Toma in and around the area for quite a while. You're part of Wood Racing that has been a part of racing for upwards of, I think, about 10 to 15 years now. First and foremost, how does it feel having Greg Oliver running the Thomas Sparta Speedway the past 2 years?
He's done a lot for that track, getting, you know, different divisions in, helping the divisions that we have now. It's been great. It has. He's been doing one heck of a job.
What would you say would be maybe the top three things that you want to see continue now that it looks like Greg Oliver is going to roll into year number three next year?
Well, you know, The touring series that we have that come in, you know, that's fun to watch. You know, we get a nice crowd, you know, you get the people in there, you know, different cars, and that's what I would like to keep seeing, you know. Then the chaos division, you know, that's a blast. That's a blast.
And I'll tell you. Go ahead.
The one thing I'd like to see is in tracks down from where I'm from Sun Prairie originally. And down there a couple of years ago with the Hornets is they used to go the opposite way on the track. You know, if they have a caution or something.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
They would go the opposite way on the track. So that would, you know, that was fun to watch. And that really shows, you know, how your car is and, you know, the talent of the other drivers. You know, that'd be something to see.
Yeah, how about your
mute button? Yeah, how about I turn my microphone on? I dumped, yeah. Because if you set your car up one way, you are screwed if it goes the other way. That's why you got to leave it kind of neutral for something like that.
Ronnie
Foster. That would be something I like to see.
Ronnie Foster joining us from the Tillman Sports Speedway, a longtime Hornet driver, and giving some accolades there to the Tillman Sports Speedway. You know, another thing that it took a lot of you guys a long time to learn last year was that when we run a show, we run it like the Lacrosse Speedway. We're running back to back to back. There are no 45-minute intermissions. We're not screwing around with this and that. And you were one of the drivers, along with the Wood family, that took to that pretty quick last year. You like running that fast show.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes, you know, so you're not lollygagging around. But I like it. I like the quicker show, so you don't have that big rest in between.
No, it's one thing, and just to play off that, I have been to some tracks that will have the 15-minute or, you know, half-hour break, and it just drags the night on. You don't get out of there like 11:30 or midnight. And, like, you know, when you're sitting there racing since, you know, like practice and stuff since 4 o'clock, you know, you want to be done by 10 o'clock and you know, get home or get to a local establishment and visit your sponsors. And by the time midnight rolls around and you're done racing, yeah, you run out of time to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the one downfall. Especially some of those guys that travel, you know, a good distance to the track. You know, they don't want to stay there until 11, 12 o'clock. You know, they want to race, have fun, and, you know, head home or, like you said, to the local establishments around there.
And Ronnie, I know you've been racing at Toma a long time versus some of these guys who have been here like only 1 or 2 years. Is it still challenging at Toma there, even for you as a veteran there, or have you gotten it down?
It's still a challenge. It's still a challenge. You know, with these new guys and gals coming in. You know, it's a challenge. Every race is a new challenge.
Talking about Ronnie Foster, currently fourth in points in the Hornet Division at the Toma Sports Speedway. And, you know, Ronnie, Mason Morphy was a guy that didn't start the season until halfway through, and you found yourself tied with this guy for fifth in points. Talk about some of the young drivers that have come out and really thrilled the fans this year.
Wow, those young kids. I mean, it's unreal. But the talent that's coming out into racing now, like Jaslyn Meyer, just unreal. She really stepped up her game. Jordan, you know, all those young ones. It's fun to race against them and watching the patience that they have. You know, some of these young kids just want to go out there and beat and bang. And you know, I told them these young guys and gals have so much patience. It's fun to watch them.
Ronnie Foster out of the Hornet Division of the Toma Sports Speedway, currently fifth in points with Mason Morphy. Is Hornets in your gauge for running Toma next year, or is there a possibility you might even take a look at hobby stock or maybe a six-shooter?
I'm going to keep my Hornet, but I am looking into either a six-shooter or a hobby. Well, I might be doing double duty next year.
What'd you think of the Wood guys? Lonnie fourth in hobbies and his dad second in sportsman. Man, they tore it up in a new division this year.
They did. You know, great group. I mean, senior and junior both, you know, they've helped me out so much, you know, and taking time away from their cars to help on mine and all the pointers I get. It's just awesome watching them run as good as they are.
And, you know, Bill, if you watch all of their Facebook pages like Paul and I do,
mm-hmm.
Ronnie, I bet you spent more time working on the Woods cars this year than you did your own.
I did. We did.
You know, if you worked on yours, you probably wouldn't have broke down the last couple of weeks.
Oh, ouch.
You know, Ronnie, we got a little less than 2 minutes left here. Why don't you talk about some of the sponsors that are helping you get through the 2019 season?
Well, the biggest one is Wood Racing. They've been there since day one. Lori's Hair Salon out of Black River Falls. She's been, you know, awesome with the sponsor. Meister's Forest Products out of Black River Falls, where I work. Tasty Treat LLC out of Black River. A little mom and pop shop dinner thing. It's great sponsors. I couldn't find anyone better.
You know, Paul, you and I never did get any Tasty Treat this year up in the tower, did we?
No.
We
how, you know, I've seen the pictures of the food from Friday night. How would you have room?
Believe me, there's when someone's bringing me some goodies up from Tasty Treat, there is always, always room. I tell you what, folks, Ronnie Foster, part of one of the biggest long-term racing families in the area with the Wood Racing family. They are fantastic. I got to know Ronnie quite a bit this year with Lori and the whole group that sits down below the window. Ronnie, it's been a treat to watch your race this year, and it's been even better to get to know you as a driver, and we're going to try to make that a little bit stronger in 2020. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
All righty, Ronnie Foster in the – sing it, Paul. Do it. You've never done it on the mic before. Do it.
Say you, say me.
No, it's the – you have to sing the for you.
You. Oh, for you, oh, for me.
There it is. There it is. Ronnie Foster, the for you at the Thomas Porter Speedway. Stay tuned. We've got more of the racing program next. That's on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Try the lunch or dinner buffet. All you can eat pizza and salad from 11 to 2. And dinner 5 to 8. $2 off on Thursdays. Wings on Friday. Want to bring the team over? Call ahead for special pricing. Pizza Oven delivers, too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
It's the Labor Day of Doom.
Drifters will fire up the night. Then it's the spectator races, chain races, backup races, the skid plate races, the always exciting bus races, and we can't forget the Great American Trailer Race. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, Rec Fest starts at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info.
The Labor Day of Doom.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report rolling on through on a Saturday. Love these fall light temperatures.
Yeah, this is just closer to the best season of all, and that's a weekend special season. Mm-hmm.
I said it Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. About 5 o'clock both days, it was blue sky. The winds were picking up. It was quite windy this week. And the cooler temperatures are coming by. I thought, how about if we just take Oktoberfest and move it to right now in September, where we know it's not going to rain for at least the next week,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll run Oktoberfest, and then we'll push it back in October, and then we'll go to all these different specials that are going on, Rockford and Slinger and all these big ones, and mm-hmm. then we'll go to MTS and go to the big fall classic, because then it won't rain this year.
Yeah. I think he's overthinking.
No, I'm wishing, I'm begging, I'm hopeful.
Yes,
wishful thinking. Though I did go to a new farm supply store in Sparta, and I found a size 15, what are they called, mud boots
yeah.
that come up just under the knee.
Yep.
I got them, that would have been probably back in January, for like $14. I always thought those things were expensive. I've not even worn them. I'm saving them for Fest. And well, watch, they're going to sit in my house all the
time.
See,
we used to bring them thinking it would ward off the rain. We're wrong. The rain just comes anyway. But guess what, folks? It is that time of the week. The segment you've all been waiting for. Winners, north, south, east, and west, a few across the borders. It is time to find out who won everywhere in the United States of America. And to do that, we have the man. He has the sheet. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll start with the USAC Sprint Cars. They spent much of the week at Kokomo, Indiana. On Wednesday night, they had a special non-point show. Justin Grant scored the win. Thursday, they kicked off their three-night sprint car show down there. Thomas Meserol, the winner. Also Thursday, at State Park Speedway. Yep. Luke Finneles won the Super Late Model feature at Kokona. Jesse Oudenhoven scored his third Super Late Model win of the season. Brazen Bennett won the late model feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania. Aaron Rutzel, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Mansfield, Ohio for the Dirt Millions weekend. Twin qualifiers taking place Thursday. Scott Blomquist and Jonathan Damport, the winners. Friday at Golden Sands.
And that was one of Blomquist's first wins in quite a while.
He got asked
to stay away for a while, didn't he?
Suspension.
And his injuries.
Yeah.
Wow. Friday at Golden Sands. Final CWA starts Legends Tour Race of the Year taking place. Twin features went to Steve Litchfield and Jeff Weinfurter. And Jeff Weinfurter is the Stars Legends Tour champion.
And my buddy, Harley Jankowski,
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Damon Einhaus won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy. Nick Panitsky won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Madison. Jake Timm, the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Dustin Sorensen's the champion. Mitch McGrath won the Late Model feature at Plymouth. Justin Spritz the champion. Mike Anderson won the Wasota Modified feature at Red Cedar at Thomas Sparta. First time winner alert. Keenan Shaw won the modified feature.
And he stomped the field.
Yes, he did.
Even through a late caution.
Yeah, despite that, yeah.
When DeVito blew his motor up, he just went up. That was commanding.
Twin features for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Williams Grove, won by Aaron Rutzel and Pennsylvania Posse leader Lance DeWeese. Night two for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Mansfield, Ohio, the Dirt Millions. Two more twin qualifiers went to Brandon Shepard and Mike Marlar. USAC Sprints night two of the Sprint Car Showdown at Kokomo. Logan Seve the winner. Terry Phillips won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Rock Rapids, Iowa. Night one for the Wasilla Challenge Series late models at Ogilvie, Minnesota, won by Pat Doerr. And Carson McCato wins his first World of Outlaws Sprint Car race at Rapid City, South Dakota. Saturday, 1:41, Russ Reinwald won the IMCA Modified feature. Johnny Winton is the champion. At Deer Creek, Brandon Davis won the USRA Modified feature, and he's the champion. At the Dells, round four of the Live for Five Series taking place. The ultra-fast Casey Johnson, the victor.
Trademark Bill Niles.
Twin features at Elko for the NASCAR Late Models, won by Joe Nicias and Nick Mergic. First-time winner alert at Jefferson, Seth Reamer scored his first-ever late model win.
Nice!
At Knoxville season finale, 410 sprint feature went to Giovanni Selzy. Brian Brown's the champion.
You like that name, don't you?
Yeah, that's Gary Selzy's kid, of course.
Nice.
Yes. At Rice Lake, modified feature went to Mike Anderson. Kevin Buzzy Ams is a champion. Michael Bilderback won the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. Joel Bennett won the late model feature at Shawano. Jason Zarapata won the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Abbotsford, Pennsylvania. Skyler G, that's capital G, small e, won the feature. It's not like Jay Herbst.
Nah.
No. AMA Pro Motocross wrapped up their season at Crawfordsville, Indiana. Marvin Miskane and Eli Tomac split the 450 motos. Tomac is the champion. American Canadian toured Oxford, Maine for the first day of the Oxford 250 weekend. Brian Kruzek, the winner. Cars toured Rougemont, North Carolina. Trevor Knowles, the winner in the Super Late Models. Bobby McCarty in the Late Models. Andy Eckridge won the IMCA Dairy Brothers Late Model race at West Liberty, Iowa. Scotty Feel won the IRA Sprint race at Beaver Dam. Final night of the Dirt Millions at Mansfield for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. $101,000 to win went to Brandon Shepard. NASCAR K&N Pro Series. East and West had their second combined race of the year at Madison, Illinois. I'm not going to mention the track name. Naming rights, I don't like them. Spencer Davis won the race. His first K&N win in 3 years. Derek Krause second, Sam Mayer fourth. SCCA Trans Am Series at Road America, Rafa Matos scored the win. USAC Sprints final night of the
By the way, Dexter Bean, 32nd, was on the show here from West Peak.
Yeah, Yeah, Dick Carth raced in that too, but
he got replaced.
Yeah, he got replaced. Yeah.
USAC Sprint's final night of the Sprint Car Showdown at Kokomo, Indiana. Tyler Courtney the winner. Jake O'Neill won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Worthington, Minnesota. Night two for the Wasilla Challenge Series at Ogilvie, Minnesota, went to John Canta, and David Gravel won the World of Outlaws Sprint Car race at Billings, Montana. At Dubuque season finale on Sunday, Matt Genson won the MCA Modified feature. Bryce Garnhardt is the champion. At Slinger, Alex Pornay won the Super Late Model feature. And Jacob Nastad wins his sixth late model feature this season. Yep. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Newberrytown, Pennsylvania. Gerard McIntyre Jr., the winner. NASCAR Pinty Series opened up for the trucks at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Kevin LaCroix was the winner. I think Alex Tagliani got spun out as they were coming to the checkered flag in that race. Pass North Tour National Tour at Oxford, Maine for the 46th Oxford 250. That went to Travis Benjamin. I think Bubba was towards the bottom. But I don't know what happened there with him.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. And the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Watertown, South Dakota, that went to Terry Phillips. And I'll wrap up this edition of Rakert's Race Rewind.
Got to thank my buddy Nathan Butterfield and congratulate him as well. I've been
top five.
Butterfield's for a long time. Fifth in points at Mississippi Thunder Speedway this year. That's the highest he's ever finished and had one of the best seasons he's ever had in a Wasota B-Mod.
Was
so
fun
congratulations
watching,
to
was,
Nate.
Yep, was fun watching his progress, and hopefully he can do better next year. Yes. Hey, when we come back, the sexy voiceover chick drops the white flag. One segment to go. We'll get you all caught up on what's happening around the area tonight. You are listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WVOG.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
It's the Labor Day of Doom.
Drifters will fire up the night. Then it's the spectator races, chain races, backup races, the skid plate races, the always exciting bus races, and we can't forget the Great American Trailer Race. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 4, Wreck Fest starts at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info.
The Labor Day of Doom.
Tomorrow at Dell's Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Try the lunch or dinner buffet. All you can eat pizza and salad from 11 to 2. And dinner 5 to 8. $2 off on Thursdays. Wings on Friday. Want to bring the team over? Call ahead for special pricing. Pizza Oven delivers, too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Saturday, September 14th. Get ready for a night of chaos. The Toma Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Toma Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one last time, radio fans. This is Radio Man Dan Duncan. That is Billy Doc Niles, and that is Paul DeBrinkwanker. This is the Days In Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG. Getting ready to do a very interesting race tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. Calling street stocks, that's fine. Yep. Calling minivans is fine. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest races ever to call is an enduro. This one, I think we're going to have close to probably 70 to 80 cars because word got out really early on this mm-hmm. one. And I know a lot of the entrants are going to be here. The Shalichis and the Starks mm-hmm. and the Balsons. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one's going to be loaded. It's tough to call a 200-lap Ford six-cylinder enduro.
It's like a hornet swarm.
Worse than that.
Yes,
because if your hornet swarm dies, it stays on the track.
Yes, it does.
You get beat up on.
Yep.
That's going to be a good time, and the weather thing's going to be outstanding.
Oh, yeah,
weather
perfect.
Perfect this weekend. So, lacrosse tonight, of course, Quarter Mile Mania, the 200-lap Enduro for 4 and 6 cylinders, street stocks, minivans crowning their champion, first green flag at 7:30. Dells Raceway Park, the ARCA Midwest Tour is in town. Ty Majeski is going to be there tonight, by the way, folks. Midwest Trucks and the Modifieds qualifying at 5:30, first green drops at 7 o'clock. Hey, if you want to check out the history being made between Peninsky and Gady, check it out at Elko Speedway tonight. Twin late model features. Also, our buddies are a former Figure 8 friends going to be doing a Figure 8 bus race up there. Stuff gets going on at 6 o'clock there. And Toma Sparta Speedway, September 14th, Chaos Night. November 9th is their banquet. We'll get you all caught up on that when it gets closer.
All righty, that's going to do it for the program. We want to thank a couple of gentlemen coming on today. Ronnie Foster, Hornet driver of the Toma Sparta Speedway, and a six-shooter driver, Justin DeLapp Sr. from the Toma Sparta Speedway and the Lacrosse Speedway. I want to thank all of our sponsors for joining us in the program as we get to this time of the year where the Rikerts Race Rewind starts to build. We're going to be talking about season-ending races, points championships, and some of the granddaddy races leading up to Oktoberfest and Halloween. That's all going to be coming up. Make sure you watch us on Facebook. The Oktoberfest Race Weekend Contest is right around the corner.
Nice.
That's right. Want to thank Jesse for producing this thing we call a program. Hey, we're going to talk to you at your local short tracks. This is 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.